dating in LA has been the cheapest experience of my life.
The girls in the Uber split for you to the house, and that's just a beautiful thing, man. It's just a beautiful thing. Hi, what's up? I'm Dancer White Girls, artist, producer, DJ, MC from Philly, New York, living in LA. Philly, New York. I don't know. I'm from Philly, but people know me from New York. So I just like all my friends are from New York. I rep Philly, but I'm just like, just to make it easier for people, I'm like also New York, but I'm from Philly. I came out to LA because I was sort of tired about the East Coast, and I do dance music and everything, and the major industries out here, so I decided to move here. I'd always wanted to move to LA for years, just from coming back here for like over the past decade doing music and everything, and I just always liked the vibe, and I had numerous reasons I wanted to move to LA. One, legal weed was very important for me. Two, being in the nightlife industry, I'm actually kind of stoked that clubs ending at 2. I can go out and to be up at 8 a.m. That's very big for me. Three, after living in New York for a period of time, L.A. seems cheap. Not that L.A. is cheap, but coming from New York, L.A. is super cheap. So those are like all the reasons. And tacos. I do dance and house music and everything. And L.A. is definitely the dance music capital of America. The music industry is basically here. Just like, if you're down to work, L.A. is dope. Nobody compares to L.A. people on how they get hype. And people dance a lot in L.A. because there's always so many dancers and there's a big shuffling scene in the house scene. So they do all the shuffling stuff. That's like a major big thing. So the dancing is actually, people dance more in L.A. They're more laid back. New York girls are more fashionable, but... Okay, style. Okay, so the weird thing about LA is that on one level, it's devoid of all style. You walk around, it's like almost like you're in basic suburbia or style and stuff like that. But on the other level, LA, because how everything's going more casual and all the celebrities are here, is sort of the style capital. I'm a New York fashion dude or some level. All my people do fashion and stuff like that. But the thing about it, though, is that, like, that is such a very weird, particular thing that does not matter, you know? Yeah, the New York style of fashion I sort of know of is, like, it's like, you know, in New York, you'll sort of walk around and be a guy come through looking like the weird guy from 300, you know? Somebody will come through wearing a balloon on their head. Like, I'll come through wearing weird stuff and like that, but that's not how real people dress. And lots of the stuff, those brands all die because nobody really wears from outside New York, whereas LA has become the fashion capital because it's actually cool stuff that people want to wear. The weed here is amazing, and this is coming from a person who was selling Humboldt weed in the MySpace area for cheap at 300 a zip or under for that. I had the ill plug. It's like, this is the best weed situation. To explain this, like, it's like, the weed is good all over the country, but this is, I mean, it's like, you can get anything you want. One, I'd be addicted to opiates if the weed wasn't here, because the medical thing is here. I have a salve I can rub on my ankle. I got hit by two cars. I never use opiates after the whole thing. Like, that's amazing. Like, you know, people get addicted to that stuff. I would be, like, I'm really using medical marijuana. On one level, it sometimes feels more expensive because recreational is legal, so people are like, oh, you pay all this for an eighth. I'm like, this is actually a really fire eighth. Even if, like, you can get a cheap one, but you can pay $60 or $70 for an eighth or something out of taxes or that. But it's the most luxury eighth of all time. You know, I talk sometimes, like, I do dabs, not that much, but I do dabs, and then I post it and I was like, yeah, you know, they got $100 a gram dabs in LA, and people are like, $100 grams, you're getting ripped up. I'm like, no, my dude, you need to understand, these are like scientists making these super luxury dads that you can only get in this thing. So that's why I live here. I live here to hang out on couches, watch TV, play with dogs, and pass out on weed. I came here to be washed.